Fantasy Football.
All right. Welcome in. Keith Horn, the lead Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm the commish, Andrew. I'm here with Keith. And there's actually two Keiths. I'm here with the Keith that wanted the league.
So I don't know how I feel about there being two Keiths in this league. Like when I told you I wanted a league, I didn't know I had to specify that I needed to be the only Keith.
So when I invited the other Keith, I actually, when I sent him the invite, I had to clarify that it's not named after him because it was like weird if he, you know, because he would have been like, wait, I didn't ask for this. So I had to let him know that there was another Keith that was the one that wanted a league.
Do you think he believed that or he's just like, wow, this kid is desperate?
No, I think he definitely think he believed it.
I wanted a league desperately, which I've made reference to on the boards. I quit my league of like 10 years after a couple of big disagreements with the commissioner, as well as his betrothed and her brother. They had created a bit of a survivor, whatever it's called. You know what I'm trying to say?
I don't.
Oh, fuck it. Anyway, they were groupthinking this shit. You know, they were deciding what trade should be vetoed, what trade shouldn't be vetoed. The commissioner last year changed the rules without kind of checking in with anyone. We went from an auction draft to a snake draft.
Wow.
So you're not holding any info back, not holding any punches. You're not worried that people are going to hear this.
And, no, well, he
or
knows.
Is this known?
This is
you
known.
Spoke
we
your mind.
Like my friendship with like literally my best friend was on the ropes, and the only reason is.
Yeah,
this
no,
is a,
tell us.
This is a 14-second drop, I think.
Yeah, well, we're figuring things out.
I had to decide between our fantasy league and our friendship, and I chose our friendship.
It's probably for the best.
Anyway, why don't we just get into the discussion about rules?
Okay. On to rules.
Look, so you kind of set these without talking to anyone.
Yeah, don't care what anybody has to say.
So I can already tell that I'm quitting this league.
It's good. It's going to be good. People are going to like it.
All right. So correct me if I'm wrong, but it's half point PPR.
Yes.
No keepers.
For now. It's the first year of the league.
Okay. But I shouldn't be drafting thinking about keepers.
That's a calculated risk that you're going to have to take. I will tell you that I am not.
Okay.
But I think, I don't know. If I had to guess, I'd say if this league lasts, there will probably be some form of a keeper system eventually. But I just really have no idea what that is.
All right. Well, this league is going to last because I'm going to fucking like single-handedly make sure it continues to exist.
Which
I need fantasy football.
Was part of the reason for the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why I wanted. I pushed this podcast on you. We were at our brother's wedding.
I've never done a podcast.
Yeah, so this is your first. This is like my 100th, and you're doing a better job than me.
I'm in charge. Yeah. I have the drop board.
Yeah.
So at any time, it's just like,
my dick fell off!
Just random shit coming at you.
I don't know how I'm supposed to like not lose my train of thought with that shit going on. I think some of the weird, or at least the unique parts of this league are kind of, we only have 8 teams.
Mm-hmm.
We have no team defense. We have no kicker.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a super flex.
That's right.
You want to talk through your thought process on those?
It all kind of evolved. So when I set out to start the league, I didn't set out with the idea that there were only going to be 8 teams. I think I was shooting for 12. And then as we were kind of getting closer and realizing it was going to be harder to find 12 dedicated teams, I started exploring, you know, how to make a league fun with less teams, because we probably all played in different fantasy leagues where you have a small number of teams and it's just stupid because everybody has superstars. But there's ways to kind of make a small number of teams in a league still competitive, fun. And it actually got to the point where I got kind of excited about the roster construction, scoring structure, that we surpassed eight teams, or at least had more than eight managers willing, and kind of chopped it back. Eight teams, and then like the no kicker, no defense, those are kind of separate. You know, one didn't influence the other. The no team defense, no kicker, you actually kind of proposed at least both, or just cutting out one?
I hate team defense.
Yeah.
And once I got you to buy into that, you're like, well, why do we want a kicker then?
You kind of got me on board with getting rid of the defense. And then, once that was gone, I didn't see a reason for a kicker. Really wanted to focus on just like the players people care about. Talking about
pure athlete.
Talking about the pure athletes. It's just stupid when you play in a league and you're in like a close matchup and you're up by 10 points and the other team just has their kicker going on Monday Night Football. And for whatever reason, the dude just keeps punting 50 yarders and ends up with 12 points and like you lose.
Another thing I'm interested in is, fab.
Yeah.
Have you, so you
never done it,
never done it,
never done it, but it just makes sense. So we implemented it. We put it in this year. Have you done it?
Yeah, I've done it. My league of 10 years that I quit, we do it. And it's very interesting. And I think it's fair because I think the last year where we didn't do it, someone got Jordy Nelson off the free agent, out of free agency because he was number one waiver. And then he ended up winning the league. You know?
It definitely levels the playing field. There will probably be some growing pains for those of us who have never played in fab. I don't know that I need to explain it, but free agent acquisition budget.
Yeah.
Standard $100. You get $100 throughout the season. You bid on players on the waiver wire. So there's strategy obviously that goes involved. You know, what percentage of my fab budget do I want to be bidding, you know, in the first half of the season versus the second half of the season, roster needs, things like that. So probably some, you probably have a leg up on the rest of us who have never played fab in that department.
Yeah. I'll say this. I think don't be afraid to spend it. You also want to save a little bit. So towards the end of the year, when you need a tight end for your bye week, and there's only one good one and four people need a tight end, you know, you want to spend those extra bucks to make sure you get him. But it is fair, and it's just another interesting aspect of fantasy. So I'll certainly probably spend way too much on a guy that sucks and my whole budget will be blown. So
yeah. And then when you run out of your fab budget, you can still play $0 bids. So it's not like when you run out of money, you can't pull anyone else off the waivers.
Oh yeah. And so you can do that from the get go. And then you can also wait until people clear waivers.
We've got a tiebreaker system too. If you do a $15 bid and I do a $15 bid, it's just the worst team prevails.
All right. So you hinted at this earlier, vetoing. Mm-hmm. What do we got for our league?
It's in my hands. It doesn't go to a league vote. It's just commissioner has veto power, which the only way I would ever exercise that is just in a case of just clear collusion. If trades suck, my philosophy, I guess, it takes both managers to agree to it. So if one's smarter than the other one, they shouldn't be penalized.
Yeah.
If they can get someone to agree to a stupid trade, as long as there's no collusion involved, then, good job.
All right. We'll see. I might be quitting this league.
Why? What do you think should be?
No, I actually think that that's a good way to do it. I had my previous league where we did four teams. You know, like I said, there was a group of four that could just kind of veto it, you know, at will. You know, so basically stop me from getting any trades. They literally vetoed every trade I did because I vetoed that first trade that I had talked about.
Yeah. That's just a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah. I think I would encourage you though, if something seems a little questionable, I would at least talk to the league and see how they feel about it.
Yeah, and anybody, if anybody has any problems with any, I honestly don't think there's going to be many trades that even go through year one while people are kind of trying to figure it out. So eight teams, like I said, a lot of times in leagues like that, they stop being fun because everybody has superstars. So what I did, and I did out the math, but I'm not a math person, so I'm not going to throw any numbers out there. But what I did is basically just less managers, but I increased the number of players that were all starting. So the starting player pool is akin to a standard 11-team league, if there was such a thing, when I did out the math. So we have the same number of starting players as a standard rostered 11-team league. It's just we have a greater share of those players because there's only eight of us. So I think that makes it more fun because it's more superstars that we get to own while still being competitive, and more players that we're each starting. So more teams that we're going to want to follow, more football that we're going to want to watch.
Well, yeah, because there's three flex spots.
Yeah, so standard roster, one QB, two running back, two wide receiver, one tight end, two flex, which is one above standard, and then I added a super flex as well. Super flex is just adds QB into the bunch of flexible players.
Well, so essentially you've replaced kicker and defense with two flex positions. Yeah. So we're drafting more of like the offensive players.
Yeah, more skill players. I think we're going to learn to like this more.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was looking. I kind of did a mock draft and was just looking at like who's going to be available in like round 10.
Yeah.
You know, and round 10 is essentially like round 6 or 7 in a standard league. You'll be surprised. And it'll be good because we have eight spots. So we have a huge bench.
Nine,
and we have
nine starters. Bench spots and nine starters.
So it'll be interesting.
And then let's just talk the draft order real quick.
Yes.
This is always like a fun thing to try to figure out is how we're going to do the draft order.
Do you see this?
Letting the league randomize is just so lazy and it's not fun.
All right. So do you see if we do an, second year that you'll think of a new way to do it?
I don't know. I actually really liked this way.
Okay. So we're going to do the TVG Pacific Classic at Del Mar every year.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
The horse race.
I don't know if that's how horse racing works. If it's like on a calendar like that, or if it would be a different race next year. I don't know if the races run annually. I have no idea, but that's what we did. So, we took a horse race. It was the TVG Pacific Classic at Del Mar. It was an 8-horse field, so it worked perfectly because we had 8 teams. And so everyone got paired up with a horse. The horses ran the race. Unfortunately for the non-namesake Keith, whatever you want to call him, Keith B, which is actually, that is his last name initial, but also if we were doing an A and B system,
yeah,
it also works.
Definitely.
There.
Keith A, right
Keith
here.
Junior.
So his horse didn't race, right?
That's right. That's what I'm getting at. So it was an 8-horse field. And then I think the day of the race, or maybe the day prior, his horse got scratched. So I kind of took it upon myself as the commissioner to just decide that means he gets last pick.
I was going
to
say,
I don't know if that was fair or if
did
we should
he
have done
say
something
anything
else.
About it?
I don't even know if he knows that his horse got scratched, or if he even knows what his draft position is. I really have no idea, but I mean, it seemed logical to me to do it that way.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I would do it.
His horse didn't race.
So hopefully that never happens to two horses.
Right.
And then you said we had 8 people in this league. Do you think, would you consider expanding after this year?
We'll see how it goes. I mean, I really am excited about the way that this league is structured, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun, but we'll see. At the end of the year, I might feel totally differently. I might have gotten everything wrong, so we shall see there.
Okay. I don't know who's in this league.
Well, let's get into it. Do you want to just go down team name, manager name?
Sure. Why don't I read the team name, and then you just tell me who the fuck they are.
Yeah.
And obviously I know who some of these people are, so don't be offended, Greg's glorious team.
Yeah, that's Greg. Greg is my best friend. I don't know really what else you want me to say about, you know who Greg is.
I do know who Greg is. I just see this as maybe someone's listening. I assume everyone in this league knows who Greg is.
No.
No, okay. No.
Yeah, definitely right. Not. But
he's your best friend.
Yeah.
College, blah, blah, right. Blah.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. So I guess the next one would make sense to be Riggins Riggs.
Yep. That's Greg's soon-to-be wife, Erin.
Can we... Riggins Riggs. Let's talk about that team name briefly.
Yeah. So just that's like it. In terms of team names.
So obviously...
Greg. The funny thing about it is I know Erin put a lot of thought into it.
So if you're asking me, is Riggins Riggs one of the better team names in this league? I'm saying 100% yes. I mean, I'll take a Friday Night Lights reference over.
I don't know what it means.
So Riggins is one of the, he like played high school football and he was like the prettiest player.
Okay.
Like every girl loved him.
Yep.
And he ended up being like a deadbeat and then starting Riggins Riggs with his brother. Or
something. Okay. So Riggins Riggs is a real thing.
Yeah. It's like Their business.
I thought it was just like, so they have a dog named Riggins, Erin and Greg do.
Oh.
And wow. I thought it was just like some kind of weird punny name. Like,
I love the
I
puns,
want
though.
Riggins in my team name and what else? Like, I didn't get it at all.
Well,
so Riggins Riggs was not made up. That's a real...
Yes, it's a thing. Something. Like, yeah, you could buy a shirt of it on like Etsy or something.
Okay, so I expect Erin to do that.
Greg's Glorious Team, that name sucks.
Sucks.
Please change it.
Sucks.
It's clearly...
He's thinking... I know that he's thinking about it. I mean, I think most people kind of wait till after the draft. A lot of people like to include player names.
Well, I'm going to shame the fuck out of them. Okay. How about Keither Ball 22?
Yeah.
Like... I get, like, you've already talked about Keith B, but, like, what's Keither Ball?
Yeah, so Keith B, athletic trainer Keith, we could call him also.
Pure athlete, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Pure athlete, yeah.
That's obviously just a Yahoo generated. They just took his Yahoo username and threw a team on the end. So just a complete lack of effort.
And how do you know him?
So Keith is... Curtis's best friend. Curtis is another manager in the league. Another
okay, let's get to Curtis's crazy team.
Yeah, cool. That's a cool name, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Curtis is a friend of mine. Yeah, that's another one of those just stupid Yahoo.
But he's your fishing buddy, correct?
Right. Yes.
Okay. And then we got Straight Cash Homie.
Yeah. So that's my wife Katie's brother Mark.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yes, that's Mark. Mark is actually at least I believe he's in Mexico right now.
Oh.
So he's going to be testing out that Mexican Wi-Fi for the draft. So good luck to him on that. Straight Cash Homie, I don't know. You know, maybe that's a team name that I know he plays a lot of fantasy football. So that might be one of those things where someone has a name and they just roll with it forever. I don't know. I mean, what do you think?
It doesn't seem to fit him, but, and I don't know how I feel about all lowercase, but he at least tried,
you know,
which is a lot more than I can say for most people.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm your brother.
Yeah.
Frontierland Churros.
Yeah.
You know, not the strongest name, but I at least have a logo that doesn't suck dick.
Right. The logo, I think in the absence of a logo, it's a shitty team name.
But I mean, I have a churro with like a cowboy hat.
The logo makes it.
Okay.
It has a very minor league baseball feel to it.
Yeah. I'm trying for that. Horse named Pavel.
Yeah.
So
that's Bryce. That's our cousin. What we did, and by we, I think I just mean you, me, and Bryce. When before the horses actually raced, we changed our team names to reflect who our horses were. You changed yours back, and then Bryce kept it. So his horse was Pavel. So he's rolling with a horse named Pavel, at least for now.
All right, and then you are?
I'm Accelerate.
Oh, down to Accelerate!
So that was the name of my horse, Accelerate. Not the top pick in that race, not favored to win, at least from what I saw. And then this fucking horse won by 12 and a half lengths.
Yeah, I just felt like quitting
again,
the league.
I don't know horse racing, but it seems if you could fit 12 and a half horses between that and the rest of the field, that's just a complete blowout. So I'm just trying to keep that good mojo flowing into the fantasy league. Right. So as of now, I have no plans to change my team name.
Can you at least get a logo though?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Just get a picture of the fucking horse, man.
Yeah, maybe.
So I thought that it would be fun to kind of suggest some team names that all these not creative people could think about using.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of pun team names, specifically using
player names.
Yeah. In the past, I've been Golden Tate Warriors. And mm-hmm. That was like 10 years ago. I was pretty proud of that one. That one's actually catching on now, but that was all me.
Excellent.
I did a Jai 5-0, like Hawaii 5-0. Not as
if you have to explain it, it's probably not a
good name. That great. Okay, well, let's get into it and let's see what you think of some of my other ideas.
Okay.
The Kittle Giants.
Okay, yep, got it. Good, good.
Kittle Shop of Horrors.
Okay, we got a Kittle theme going. So one more. Drafting, is it George Kittle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kittle Women.
Suck.
All right, how about Play as Galladay?
Okay, yeah, but that might be like there might only be a select few of us that know what that's in reference to.
Okay, well then, but how about Doc Galladay then?
Doc
Galladay.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Okay, how about Hey Darnold?
Great.
Okay.
Darnold.
Excellent.
Darnold Schwarzenegger.
Also, like just a good pun, but maybe not a good team name.
Sure. This one might be my proudest moment.
Okay, hang on. Do I have a good drop?
You should probably prepare a couple ones depending on how you feel about it.
Okay.
Okay. Listen carefully.
Okay.
Gore runny, gore problems.
Yeah. I got it. I like it. Wait. There was two puns here, right?
Oh,
one being just the name. Yeah. And instead of money, it's runny.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. How about Ertz Donut?
Yeah, that's got to be frequently used.
Yeah, I don't think it's clever. I try to get as many as I could because we have so many teams that haven't tried. Chub Thumping.
Nice. That's Chumbawamba.
Yes. Breezes Christ Superstar.
Breezes.
Yeah, like Drew Brees.
Okay. It's a little bit of a stretch.
Okay. Well, I've seen some pretty big stretches. So, Zeke the Plumber from Salute Your Shorts.
Yeah. Okay. Zeke. If you have Ezekiel, you got it.
Okay. Saquon Sue Dude. I'll have to tell Bryce that one. That's from Surfing.
Suck.
I don't even know what that's supposed to be.
How about
Saquon Sue Dude?
Quan Sue Dude. That's from
what?
Surf Ninjas. They say it. Think of it as like Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, no, I mean, a bunch of people have probably seen Surf Ninjas. So good. Great.
All right. How about Almost Jameis?
Nice. I like it.
McCoy's to Men.
Oh, that's nice. Yep.
Sexual Thielen.
Nice. Also good.
A noon wanna dance with somebody? That one's tough to say.
Suck.
This one's going to take some explanation, and you might even have to see
again, if it takes explanation.
You might even have to see it written down.
Okay.
Devon, get the tables. Devon, get the tables.
Like, I understand the name. I don't understand what the pun is.
Dudley Boys. He always screams. Bubba Ray always screams, Devon, get the tables.
I'm sure that, like, Aaron knows that.
How about
the
Brown note? You know, that's like
just if you have players from the Browns?
Or Antonio Brown, either, both.
Got it.
So I think the easiest name to come up with puns for is Carry On Johnson.
Of course.
So obviously there's Carry On My Wayward Son.
Yeah, can't do that.
But the one I want, Carry On Luggage.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Keep Calm and Carry On, obviously. Yeah. This one you might appreciate, you might not.
Okay.
Exotic Ingram.
Yes. I like that. But again, like just lost on the majority of people.
All right. And this next one is a reference to the Little Rascals movie.
Okay.
And you have to say it with this inflection. Miss Crabtree.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Except you can't put that inflection into
type. Well, I have the exclamation point question mark. I forget what that's called.
True. Yeah. I could do it.
So you could, I have Tyrod Taylor, but spelt T-I-E space R-O-D space T-A-I-L-O-R. That's pretty much how good it
is. Wait,
Tyrod, Ty Rod,
Ty Rod. Yep.
Yeah, Taylor. T-I-E space R-O-D space.
Okay, I know what. Yep, you got Tyrod. Got it.
T-A-I-L-O-R.
Oh, no, that sucks.
All right. Okay. Well, this one. You know, and maybe. It may be a little too on the nose, but cup, K-U-P-P,
mm-hmm.
of coffee.
Mm.
Cup of coffee in the big tank.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Got it.
And then for the hardest ones, it's when you combine two names.
Yes. Okay.
So a cup,
advanced.
I only came up with like four or five.
Okay.
Drake and Josh.
No idea.
It was a show.
Nothing zero yet.
No idea.
It was on Nickelodeon.
Okay.
Booker T. Washington.
Yeah, that's a person.
Devontae Booker and James Washington.
Sure.
Stick with me on this one. This one's a little, it's a little tough, but.
Okay.
Okay. Alvin, Jamon, Theo Gore. Jamon is, you know, nope. Alvin, Simon, Theodore. Meet the Chipmunks.
Okay.
Come on.
So just like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah, but like the way in like the intro
so say,
music.
Yeah, okay, so say it again.
Alvin, Jamon, Theo Gore.
Suck.
There's four players in there.
Yeah, but it's just so diluted.
All right, well, if you want diluted, here we got McCoys are Dak in town.
Ooh, no, that's a great one.
Hey, that's pretty good.
I like that.
Yeah, but I was also thinking a variant of that if you really want to go far and then just lose everyone.
Yeah.
McCoys are Dak and Brown.
Yeah.
That's when you get three players. Okay.
Yeah.
I got nothing. That's it.
Okay. So I have the first pick.
Yes, you do.
And we're sitting here. It is 5 right now. The draft is at 6:30. We're an hour and a half away. I don't know who I'm taking number one overall.
All right. So let's, considering the fact that no one can affect this decision but you.
Yes.
And no one is going to listen to this until the draft.
Yeah.
Let's just be open with it. What are you thinking?
So I think it's a two-horse race, pun intended. I'll call it like a 2.5 horse race, and that's Gurley, Bell, and David Johnson.
Agreed.
And I'm not going to take David Johnson, but I think David Johnson has a potentially the highest ceiling of all of them.
Yep.
Which is why he gets halfway into the conversation. But everybody says that Gurley is the one. I just can't find any convincing like argument why you take Gurley over Bell.
I think it's two things. It's the fact that there's some strife between the Steelers and Bell, and then there's also the fact that he has a history of injury that Gurley doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, just if you look at last year and
history
of
injury,
and I'm just,
ow!
That's Cardi B.
And I don't even know if Bell played every game last year. And he was like almost as good as Gurley. What Gurley had was a ton of touchdowns.
Yeah. So I just expect that to come down.
Yeah. I you got to expect regression there.
Touchdown regression for Gurley.
But, I mean, he beat, in our scoring system, he beat Le'Veon Bell by like 45 points.
Sure. Yeah.
It
was like the best performance.
That's since 7.5 touchdowns.
CJ2K in like 2009 or something. But I just, what did he have? 19 combined touchdowns or something? That's
something
not
like that.
Happening again.
Yeah. He had like 6 receiving touchdowns.
So I'm leaning right now, I'm leaning Lev Bell. And I guess my personal philosophy in the first round, I'm looking for reliability, consistency.
Yeah.
Lev Bell is just like, I just feel like his floor is so high. Like if I take Lev Bell 1 overall and he ends up as the 4th best fantasy player, I'll be totally fine with that. And I don't see him falling below like the top 5. Whereas, so if I pick Lev Bell, right? And maybe he's 5th best player at the end of the season, and maybe Gurley is the number 1, I'm going to be okay. I will be okay with that. But if I take Gurley 1 overall and then Lev Bell's 5 and Gurley's like 8, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Gurley, he's shown in the past that he could fall. But I mean, that was with Jeff Fisher as his coach.
Yeah.
Sean McVay.
I owned him that year in fantasy football. Okay, so I'm a little snake bitten.
Oh, so there's
a little snake bitten, but
there's some history there that you just do not want to relive.
It's like very small. It doesn't really impact me that much. That's never happened with Lev Bell.
Yeah.
I understand Jeff Fisher sucks. He's gone. Lev Bell is just what? 4 out of 5 seasons that he's played, he's been.
Yeah. I mean,
like top 2. Running backs.
And
the kind of consistency I'm looking for. He runs more routes than most wide receivers.
Yeah, he got over 100 targets last year.
Like, that opportunity, I think, is so valuable.
Yeah. We had 320. He had like 400 touches.
Yeah. 400 touches. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for opportunity. I'm looking for touches. I'm looking for targets.
Okay.
Consistency. He has all that. The arguments against him are injury history. I don't try to predict the future.
Yeah.
I'm not like factoring injury history into my decision. I think people do that way too much in fantasy sports. There are some people who, it's deserved. Jordan Reed, like, has Jordan Reed ever played a full season of football? So I think you can factor it in there, but Lev Bell had, I mean, I think he averages missing a game or two a season, but he's so good that you can just make up that game or two he misses.
And a significant amount of the games that he's missed in his career relate to a suspension anyway. So,
and then the other arguments against him or concerns that people have is that he's not showing up for anything prior to week 1. He's got the contract issue. I guess I don't know. I mean, I don't know a lot about like professional sports. I just don't care about that. He's good enough that he doesn't need the reps.
Well, he did it last year. He didn't show up.
And then he was a little bit soft the first couple of games, but that's fine because at the end of the year, I'm just trying to make it to the playoffs.
Well, so there's also the Steelers are likely going to run him into the ground.
Right. So that's another argument is people are like, oh, well, he's got this contract hanging over his head. That doesn't bode well for him. But then the counter argument is no, that just means that the Steelers are going to use the shit out of him because it's borrowed money. And then B, he's trying to put up massive numbers so that next year he gets big money.
All right. So you said you were leaning. It sounds like you've made your decision.
Well, so that's where I'm at on Lev Bell. But then when you look at the pros, everyone says Gurley's number 1. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, what am I missing?
So
where like 80% of fantasy pros say draft Gurley 1 overall and Bell 2. I haven't found anyone making an argument to convince me. The things that I don't like about Gurley, his bust year, but I don't put a whole lot of stock into that. But they brought in Brandon Cooks. He's going to soak up some targets. Gurley doesn't have the pass catching history that Bell does.
Yeah,
I'm really
last
looking
year
for that.
He had like 66.
Yeah, last year he did, but now that Brandon Cooks is there, more targets going there. Maybe he soaks up some of the passes that we're going to go Gurley's way. Gurley is facing the most difficult run schedule of anyone in the league. I don't understand.
I think
his efficiency numbers weren't great.
I think at the end of the day, he had, you know, similar yards to Le'Veon Bell and did it in, with like 40 fewer carries, and he doesn't have injury history. Like, I think that's what people are looking at. But I think undoubtedly Le'Veon Bell's floor, taking injuries out of the equation, Le'Veon Bell's floor is higher than Gurley's.
Yeah, I'm just assuming that everyone says draft Gurley one overall just from like recency bias. Like, he was the one last year, so yeah. I don't want to go out on a limb and be wrong. So I'm just going to say draft him number one this year. Right. But there could be something that I am missing. The other thing is I do get caught up a little bit in like the shiny new toy. So that's what's keeping Gurley in my eyes. Like, when I do a mock draft and I draft Lev Bell, like, I don't think that's fun.
Yeah.
Like, he's old news at this point.
He's not sexy.
Not sexy at all.
Yeah. But that's what you win fantasy titles with, not sexy players.
Yeah. My biggest concern, honestly, with Bell is a combination of if he has really kind of has like a bad relationship at this point with the Steelers, maybe he just says, you know what, look at my history, look what I've done in my career, I don't need to have a massive season to get paid next year.
Yeah.
So I'll just kind of phone it in. And that scares me a little bit. They have a new offensive coordinator. That scares me a little bit too, just because it's the unknown. But the guy's been in the system forever. And when you have a tool like Lev Bell, I don't think you move to a running back by committee. So I think I'm probably going to take Bell, but...
Anyway, why don't we just go draft, and then we'll come back and break down what happened.
All right. Sounds good to me. All right. Draft is done.
Andrew, you seem kind of upset.
I made a boo-boo.
A Trey boo-boo?
You drafted Trey boo-boo. No, I made a pick I didn't want to make, but I don't know that I want to talk about it because I don't want people to capitalize on my mistake.
Okay. All right. Well, Greg, how are you feeling?
I think there was a lot of different people pulling me in directions tonight. I had Erin really help her out tonight. My dad's a big advocate of some people, so I was getting pulled in a lot of different directions.
Bill was there?
No, he was on speakerphone though, and
why?
You know,
is he
he's
like
a big
co-manager. Did you call him?
I did, because he's babysitting and he was really bored, and he's just a big Jimmy Garoppolo proponent.
Yeah, so he's the one that put you on Jimmy G and Alfred Morris.
What is the deal with Alfred Morris? What did I miss there?
Well,
did he get cut?
No. So Jerick McKinnon went down yesterday with a torn ACL, yeah. So he's out for the season. So if you weren't paying attention to football news, people wouldn't have realized that Alfred Morris was potentially going to be the RB1 in San Francisco now.
Yeah, so it was actually a good pick, but that's why we were giving you a hard time, because those are rare for you.
Yeah, you just seemed really tuned in.
Yeah, we were really watching some LSU football here, and then we were trying to get back to Mario Party.
So let's talk about Leonard Fournette going.
Third? I'll pass it over to Erin, and she can defend her.
Yeah, Erin, please.
So my theory behind Leonard Fournette is just to stir the pot.
Your first pick, third overall, first pick. You're just looking to stir the pot.
Yep.
Wow.
Correct. That's all I plan on doing, is just mixing things up a bit.
Wow.
And I know that Greg was breathing down my throat, breathing down my neck for any LSU player available.
Wow.
He said that name in our house maybe 1,000 times, more than Jesus. So Leonard Fournette was first up.
Surprise, motherfucker.
I don't even know what he does.
I feel like you should trade him to Greg for Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
I mean,
can we orchestrate this trade right now?
Yeah, let's see what Greg
I fully
thinks.
Accept that trade. I will that's a great trade.
Okay. I do not approve.
You should. Approve. Please do.
You should.
You should do it. 100%.
I will not.
Okay. Well, I
find your lack of faith disturbing.
Let's take a look at the wet woodies here.
Yeah, let's see. Let's go through how you did, Greg.
Greg, as a team name proposal, Ron Rivera's wet woodies.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It was thought about. It was Aaron's actual idea, and, yep. and I said no because no one else would get it.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Ooh, love the Gronk pick.
It was pretty early, but you know,
what pick was that?
I think that was my second overall.
So you went Saquon and Gronk,
and then Jordan Howard.
Love Jordan Howard.
He's a very popular pick this year.
You got him in the fourth round.
Oh, sir. Who did I get in the third round?
I almost took Jordan Howard over, who did I take? Over Devontae Adams.
I feel like I picked Jimmy Garoppolo, and I want to start Jared Goff, though.
Yeah, that was a bad pick. So,
yeah, I would say that may be the worst pick of the draft. Like, there's some bad ones, but that one really sticks out to me. I want
the best part. Can I tell you what the best part of the whole draft was? Is Aaron trying to pronounce people's names?
Can we get a few examples?
Anything with the DE in front of it, she'd get really excited about.
How about DeAndre?
In hindsight, I should have selected all the names.
Well,
Devontae.
Wrong.
DeAndre,
wrong.
Angelo,
wrong.
John,
wrong.
And then, you know, used my team name as a play on words around that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So maybe next year I'll look to do that.
Okay.
Real strategy.
She'd also look at their photo, and if their photo was too scary, she would not.
Too scary.
Yeah.
Do you remember anyone that you found too scary to pick?
Anderson. Richard.
Oh, Robbie.
Yeah.
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 That
yeah.
is actually a frightening picture. Yeah.
It was.
I drafted him.
Yeah. That was the only reason I didn't draft him.
Frank Gore?
Oh.
I didn't see his picture.
Google Frank Gore real quick and you'll never draft him.
Did either of you have a team that you thought won the draft?
Bryce has the most overrated roster I've ever seen.
Oh, no doubt.
Totally agree.
Let me pull it up here.
Sorry, Bryce.
It goes Brady, AJ Green, Juju Smith.
Yeah.
Todd Gurley is the best pick, but, I mean, who knows? Kareem Hunt.
Joe Mixon. Like,
yeah.
Jesus
they
Christ.
Got Jimmy Graham. Like,
That could be sneaky good.
Yeah, I don't like Brandon Cooks.
His bench is garbage.
How long was Brandon Cooks on the board for? I feel like he was like in the 13th round.
I don't know.
Yeah, he lasted a while. I don't like Ronald Jones at all. Bilal Powell, that stings Andrew a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I really wanted to grab him, but that's okay. So well, so we have a Keith Spiracy. We have two Keiths in the league. And then obviously yeah. the name of the league is Keith One of the League. So I propose that throughout the season, whichever Keith is doing better gets to be like the predominant Keith. Like they could be just Keith or Keith Senior or Keith,
Keith
A.
Senior.
And then whoever's Keith losing Senior. Is like Keith Junior.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
Shitty Keith.
Yeah, I definitely like Keith Senior.
So
yeah.
if it's up to me.
All right. We're going to head out. We're going to go play some Mario Party here.
Nice.
I can't wait to listen to this.
I'm sure. Yeah.
It's going to be
when is it going to drop?
It's going to be really long.
Yeah. It'll drop tomorrow.
Nice. We're going to probably compete with like the Bill Simmons podcast or
never heard of it.
Sports.
I'll put it this way. I'm hoping we get 8 listeners.
You know what? I know Aaron's going to definitely listen to it. So, and
yes,
plus me.
That's what I'm counting on.
Yeah.
I'm counting on Aaron being a weekly subscriber.
All the way
for
to
sure,
the top.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's just available on all the
yeah.
Apple's
iTunes, Google Play. You know, I'll literally mail it to you.
We're going to pencil
well,
you guys
in. Well, happy draft day, everyone.
Gonna, yeah. You too. We're going to pencil you guys in for some future guest spots.
For sure, yeah. We'll try to come a little more prepared next time, maybe some segmented stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, who needs them?
We're hoping this segues us into our reality show that'll eventually pay for our lifestyle. So, thank you.
Well, how does that help Greg get elected to political office?
I don't know about that anymore.
We're probably not going to go down that route. Okay. We all know how it ends for JFK. We don't need that again.
Yeah.
Wow, that's dark.
All right.
Yeah, on that note.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
All right, Bryce, how you feeling?
Feeling all right. You know, I was feeling a little better at 3:30, but I guess that's had to be postponed.
Right. Are we getting into that right now?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
How much did that fuck you over tonight?
It made it so I didn't go to the pool up here in Tahoe. But then I grabbed the pool. I was good.
Okay. Well, yeah. So let's go over what happened.
Just
here.
A massive oversight on my part.
You got too excited with the number one pick. You forgot to.
No, I think I got too mixed up in like doing the podcast stuff and preparing for that, and neglected my commissioner duties. I mean, we picked our draft order in an extravagant way. What, a month ago?
Yeah, whenever the TVG Classic was. Pacific
just
Classic.
Totally blanked on putting that draft order into our league. So then we're sitting here getting all the shit set up to do the podcast, pull up the computers, go into the draft room, and it's the wrong draft order. So it was just a mad scramble trying to figure out what we do to make that right. And we went through a variety of evolutions.
Yeah, at one point we were going to transfer everyone's team to someone else with it, and we had like 15 minutes left.
Yeah, but it just was never going to happen, and I wasn't going to let it ride with the draft order it selected, because we had already recorded the first part of the podcast where we talked about some stuff that was relevant to the draft order. So, yeah, we went through that whole fucking process of transferring all of the teams to a ghost account or to Keith's account, and then to a ghost account, making a new league, getting everyone into the new league, trying to get all the settings correct in the new league before it locked for the draft. Yeah.
So if you find pizza 6688888, they have 8 teams in the same league.
Yeah, they're the commissioner and the manager of every single team.
Bryce, so let's talk. You're not as heated about this anymore.
No, not as heated. Obviously, it worked out.
Yeah.
Do you think it worked out? Like, do you think that your team is good?
I mean, sometimes it's hard with that second pick, you know, where you have that long gap to where there's a other player.
Well, let's talk about that. Were you anticipating Gurley being available, or were you thinking I was going to draft him?
I was thinking you were going to take Gurley, honestly.
Yeah. We were wondering if you were going to draft David Johnson second.
Not at all.
Yeah, well, neither was Aaron. Because she took Leonard
Fournette.
Who reached
for Leonard Fournette with the third pick.
Yeah.
That was crazy. She was going off script the entire time.
Oh, my God. Everything fell apart. Everything fell apart, and the clearest result of that was just Curtis's auto draft team being nasty. He was drafting right next to her. So when there'd be someone at the top of the draft board, and then she jumps 3 rounds down to take whoever, and then Curtis just kept sniping people.
Yeah, he got like
out of value.
T.Y. Hilton with like a 6th like, pick.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel right that you have Tom Brady.
Well, you know, I saw everybody going with the slew of QBs, just like a mad QB rush, and I was like, you guys are killing me right now, so I might as well just fucking swoop on up. And Tom Brady was the best one left.
Were you targeting Jimmy Graham, or was that just kind of an opportunity pick?
Jimmy Graham was high on my list, but he was all right, and I was like, perfect.
Yeah,
I think he's gonna
get that.
We can't hear you.
Sorry, yeah, that last thing that you said was like very robotic, and we couldn't hear it at all. But I'm gonna assume you're very happy that that Jimmy Graham is now with Aaron Rodgers, and you think he's gonna get a lot of touchdowns. All right, Bryce. Well, enjoy Tahoe. I'm jealous that I'm not there.
I'm gonna go with a Wet Woody.
Oh, like Greg's team name.
Yep.
All right, man.
See ya.
Alrighty. Later.
All right, so the draft's over. Those two phone calls were interesting. But Andrew, I wanted to start a little bit of a tradition here where every podcast, every week, we reevaluate where the league is and we do a little bit of a power rankings. We'll count down the teams from 1 to 8.
From the top to the bottom.
Got it. Me and Macho Man are on board.
Yeah. And this week I thought it would be interesting for us to play a little bit of a good cop, bad cop.
Oh, I see what you did there. Okay.
Where
I can do that.
Where one of us will say something nice. Like we'll look at the team and we'll say who's a player or players that we like.
Okay.
And then the other one will, you know, say the players we don't like.
Got it.
All right. So, so at 1.
Yeah.
We've got the only auto drafted team.
Yeah.
Curtis's team looks really strong.
Yeah. Yeah. The only auto team and ranked number 1 in the power rankings.
Yeah. That says a
lot.
So,
congratulations.
About us. Yeah. So, I thought we'll let you start as a good cop here.
All right. Love this. Everything. I can't pick one player. Julio Jones, Michael Thomas, David Johnson as the first three players, and then everybody in between, and then somehow T.Y. Hilton just pops out at the end. Just stacked.
Yeah.
Starters are stacked on this team.
Adam Thielen and T.Y. Hilton along with Michael Thomas and Julio Jones.
And then, David Johnson.
Yeah. No big deal.
All right. Bad cop.
So I don't love his bench. I think as we got further along, that's when auto drafting hurts you, because now he's taken, you know, he has 3 tight ends on his team.
Yeah.
He has Marcus Mariota, who I'm not a big fan of. Robert Woods, I'm not a big fan of. And Evan Ingram as a starting tight end, I'm not buying that he's going to be as good as he was last year.
He had a plan for that, and he drafted 2 other tight ends. So
yeah, he's got George Kittle, who is a great player to have if you're looking for a punny name.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, there it is. Super strong starters, a little bit of a weak bench, but the starters are just so good. Number 1 in the power rankings. Yeah,
clearly. Like, number 1 with the bullet. Number 2. And I'll say some good things about Mark here at the 2 spot. This week, you know, he's projected to score more points than any other team. He's got Antonio Brown. You know, that's a guy he was fearful of drafting, but then he was able to get Melvin Gordon with his second round pick. And, you know, that really solidified his team, and he was able to just, you know, knock it out of the park here. Not quite as good as Curtis, but a team I would love to have.
Yeah, I'm not so hot on this. This is like, it's just, the whole thing is a dream team to me. Like, the floor is really low and the ceiling's really high. Like, for this to pan out, he needs Andrew Luck to play like, you know, 2014 Andrew Luck or whenever he was good and played football. Pair that up with Josh Gordon, same thing. Like, this team would have been really good like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Yeah. And then Deshaun Watson, also unproven in the long term. So just like a lot of players that could be really, really good and could also just not even play football with Luck and Gordon.
Yeah, I play this team week 1. This is the team that scores 300 points against me and then gets last place. So we'll see.
Also, 4 quarterbacks, that's a strange strategy, but Mark already told me that he's going to eat my fantasy soul this season, so we'll see.
Wow, that's dark.
Yeah.
Well, at number 3, we'll get a little lighter here, because we got the Frontierland Churros. This is my team. And I don't want to say anything nice about myself, so I'll let you kick that off.
I just think it's a nicely balanced team, well-rounded. The bench is strong. Like, you have Doug Baldwin on your bench. You know what I mean? That's big upside play there. Zeke and Devonta Freeman, your running backs, both legit running back ones. That's super strong. DeAndre Hopkins, Stephon Diggs, Russell Wilson. Just everything here looks good.
All right. So if I had to nitpick my own team, it's certainly that I've taken a lot of guys with that are injury risks or are currently injured or suspended. You know, I've got Alshon Jeffrey and Julian Edelman. I think if I make the playoffs, having those guys is great, but I could end up hurting myself in the long run if I, you know, need help now. I also, Royce Freeman I have starting, and, you know, I'm not sure what he's going to look like at the beginning of the year. I don't know what Rashad Penny or Chris Carson are going to do. I'm glad I have both.
Yeah.
But
you kind of mitigated any risk there by having both of them. You locked up that backfield.
So. Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to number four. This is you, your team. I won't make you say something nice about yourself.
Okay. I was prepared to, but that's
I'm
fine.
Sure you were. I'm pulling it up now. I got to say, like, I know you hated taking Keenan Allen and Davante Adams back to back, but having Le'Veon Bell, Davante Adams, and Keenan Allen, I mean, to me, that's just as good, if not better, than Curtis's top three. Like, I think Davante Adams is going to have a crazy big year. Like, he's going to get like 15 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen, if he's healthy, you know, he's going to get double digit touchdowns. I really like your team. Your wide receivers, you even have Larry Fitzgerald. Like, your wide receivers are stacked.
Yeah, they are. But the flip side to that is that my running backs are a little weak. I kind of tried to make up for that in some numbers and an upside play like Kerryon Johnson. But I don't love having Alex Collins as my locked in, like, number two running back. I don't like having to roster two tight ends, which was the strategy I took just because I was the last person to take a tight end, which was Kyle Rudolph. Don't love Kyle Rudolph as my starting tight end.
Someone took two tight ends before you took one.
Yeah, that was Aaron.
She was stirring that pot.
Just stirring the pot.
Okay, so at number five, we've got Keith B. You can say something nice about Keith because I never will.
Ooh, yeah. A little
rivalry there.
Keith rivalry. What? Let me just take a quick look here. I think Matt Ryan's a sneaky good pick for a second quarterback. His team, as it sits, filled in by Yahoo, doesn't look super strong, but you take one of, you know, Allen Robinson or Marvin Jones out of one of those flex spots, you throw in Matt Ryan, I think it gets a lot stronger. And then Cam, I think, is going to have a great fantasy season. And he's got Beckham, picked up Jamal Williams, which I think was a good pick too. The combo, Adrian Peterson, Chris Thompson, I was smart to draft both those guys. So I think this is like a sneaky good team.
Yeah. If there's anything that I want to like point out that makes me a little nervous, I think it's Derrick Henry. You know, like, he's super strong at wide receiver, but I'm not comfortable with Derrick Henry as my RB2. I'm not comfortable with Jamal Williams as my RB3. You know, Peyton Barber is actually one of the guys I like more than anyone on his team. But he lacks in like a solid RB2. He has a ton of depth. Like, if Aaron Jones comes back from suspension and takes that role, like, Aaron Jones is a great guy to have. But overall, it's really that running back situation that he needs to shore up before I'd feel a little bit better about his team. Anyway, moving right along to the potster herself, Aaron. I'm going to make you say something nice about her.
About her or about her team?
Her team.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
I like Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback. So I'll say that. Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. So what I don't like about our team, and if I look at her starters, I'm like, I really like all these guys. But
yeah,
I can't forget that she took Leonard Fournette. She took
like the players, kind of scratching the head at where she took them.
Leonard Fournette, she took third overall. Christian McCaffrey, she took 14th overall. Like both guys I was eyeing as my RB2. And I like them both a lot. But she has Zach Ertz and Greg Olsen in her starting lineup. She took four tight ends.
Yeah, four tight ends is dumb. Don't like that. Love Zach Ertz.
Yeah, love Zach Ertz. Like, I want to trade for Zach Ertz. Hit me up.
Well, I think she'd be willing to do it because she can just slide Jake Butt right in there and starting tight end and be all set. And if he doesn't work out, then Ben Watson's there. So,
all right,
plenty of tight ends to go around.
Moving right along. This one hurts me. Number seven, we've got Bryce. There are things to like about his team. Obviously, Todd Gurley is a great guy to have. He had second overall pick, so he obviously has some great players on his team. I like AJ Green to have a bit of a bounce back this year. I don't know that the Bengals could be any worse than they were last year. And he gets to start the year at the Colts. I feel like that's going to do wonders for at least his week one matchup. I love where he got Carson Wentz. Like, he got Carson Wentz really late, and I think Carson Wentz is just as good, if not better, than, you know, any of the QB2s that people are rostering.
Yeah. Might not be ready week one.
Sure. Probably. That's why he has Devin Funches.
Right. So what I don't like about this team is the wide receivers. Aside from AJ Green, which I agree with you on, Juju Smith-Schuster, fine player, just not who I want in that second wide receiver spot. And then Brandon Cooks, Devin Funchess, again, like nice wide receivers, but in this league format, just a little weak for me. Marquise Goodwin, who knows? Could be great, could be nothing. Kenny Galladay is like a good person to stash, but
At some point you can't just keep stashing people, though.
Not enough proven talent, not enough guaranteed opportunity in his wide receiver core.
Okay, well, so I'm gonna zig when you thinking that I'm gonna zag at number eight. I'm gonna say we can't say anything nice about Greg.
I can.
You're going to say something nice about Greg?
Yes.
All right, hit me.
I would love to, and it is Rob Gronkowski. Like, his team, everything that you're going to say bad about his team is probably true, and yet you're going to see him continue to win week in, week out just because he has Rob Gronkowski on his team.
You say that, but like, I feel like in our league specifically, tight ends aren't nearly as important. You know, we have 9 starters, 8 of which can be skill players or whatever. So that's the difference between a Rob Gronkowski and a Delanie Walker. It's big, but you know, you can make up for it everywhere else. I think we'll see. Rob Gronkowski is great. But Jimmy Garoppolo before Russell Wilson is not great.
Yeah. Yeah, that pick was hot garbage. But that's all he has to fix. Just fix that blunder with Jimmy Garoppolo. And there's even some upside on the bench. If Mike Williams pans out, then he's got a nice receiver core to go along with Saquon Barkley and Jordan Howard, who I also think is a really good pick.
Yeah, I mean, so, there are bright spots here. He just needs to
fix that Jimmy Garoppolo problem, and he would have been hopping quite a few teams. Yeah, in my opinion, on the
Pelicans. if Jimmy Garoppolo slides into his QB2 and he figures out a QB1 situation,
so do this. look at this team and then just imagine that instead of Jimmy G, he drafted Russell Wilson.
I know. It's a much better
team.
And then
it's a really good team.
And then my team's fucked because I don't have Russell Wilson. Anyway, so those are the power rankings. Any parting thoughts?
Nope, that's it.